basically create all of our pre-rolls, and then we hand apply anywhere from a 0.2 to a 0.3 of rosin to the outside of our pre-roll. And the reason we did this is infusing the inside actually creates a very harsh hit. So you have to really understand what strain of rosin you're using to use it on the inside and the amount that you can actually infuse the inside.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today on Cannabis and Corona, we have another cannabis entrepreneur whose company is gaining momentum during the COVID-19 crisis, Matt Trout from Classics. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, as I was preparing for this show and learning about your company, I got to say, I went from being curious to being interested to being completely sold on the idea of your, the brand is great. And I thought today, you know, what a good way to take our audience kind of through that same journey. So I want to start off with what made me curious, and that's you create pre-rolls that contain rosin. Before we get too deep into it, let's start off by explaining to our listeners, especially a lot of our new listeners, what rosin is and what are the benefits.
Absolutely, no problem. So rosin to me is a solvent-free extract. And what it is it's actually pretty basic. It comes from heat and pressure. But what it does is it really captures the essence of the plant. So you get your terpenes, all your cannabinoids, everything in your extract. There's a lot of other extracts out there that only capture delta-9, THC content, things like that. You know, in my background of smoking cannabis, it's all about the terpenes, and that's what I wanted to capture.
Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of pressure and heat.
Heat, and timing. Every plant squishes a different yield, it squishes a different color, and it all is depending on your heat, pressure, and timing.
Okay. So now combine that rosin with a pre-roll. Walk us through the process.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically what we do is cultivate flower, and it's all high-end indoor. The reason why we use high-quality indoor is basically to capture that terpene profile as well as potency to match well with our rosin. And so what we've done is we've created a rosin-infused pre-roll in two different sizes. The reason we went towards the rosin-infused pre-roll was for on-the-go rosin consumers. Mm-hmm. Thinking of concerts, walking your dog, anything like that, you don't have to consume rosin with some sort of mechanism like a dab rig or any kind of smoking device.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. You have a great video on your website of how this is done, how you do this. Just for our listeners, quick brief overview. How do you actually get the rosin into the pre-roll?
So right now we're actually coating the outside of the rosin. And so we basically create all of our pre-rolls, and then we hand apply anywhere from a 0.2 to a 0.3 of rosin to the outside of our pre-roll. And the reason we did this is infusing the inside actually creates a very harsh hit. So you have to really understand what strain of rosin you're using to use it on the inside and the amount that you can actually infuse the inside. So I went with putting the rosin on the outside and then coating it with a mixture of kief and finely ground flower. And the reason that we put it on the outside, the rosin will not drip down the pre-roll, and the flower actually holds it, which is like a tarantula effect that allows it to slowly roll with the ash.
Man, that is so cool. And this is just through trial and error. Is that how you figured that out?
A lot of trial and error and a lot of R&D.
I mean, what's so cool about this is that, you know, you're essentially created a whole new product category. I mean, and that's what moved me from being curious to being interested, is that no one else is doing this. It's there's a big demand already for it. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're selling it right now through dispensaries. Is that the plan, is to just keep adding more dispensaries to your network to expand your reach?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're a San Diego-based company. We've been here forever. And so our plan to expand is through San Diego County into the Southern California dispensaries through dispensaries that we've worked with for the past 3 years. And then we want to pick our top qualified distributors that can represent our brand. Because a lot of it is, yes, the product's amazing, but our brand and our vision and our goals need to match our distributors. So we're looking for distributors in LA and Northern California that can represent our brand as long as our product. Our expansion into Northern California is looking about maybe a year away for Classics to have their facility there, as well as in San Diego. So we're looking for partners basically just for distribution into the Northern California market.
I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
Our overall general mission is to mitigate somebody's adverse events. So make sure that somebody can avoid an adverse event. So there's a pothole in the road, we're going to tell you that there's a possibility of a pothole in the road, don't step in it. So by avoiding those, we can suggest to somebody that they can have an optimal experience with cannabis.
Tune in to Raising Cannabis Capital on Sunday to hear Len May from Endocanna. And now let's get back to today's show. Well, I'll tell you, I've had a lot of guests over the years, a lot of companies, but I don't think I've seen many companies as well branded as Classics. Everything from the way you spell your name, C-L-S-I-C-S, to the artwork and font on your website and your packaging. It's just so tight, and it's all consistent with the brand. You know, and that's what really sold me on your company.
Absolutely, thank you. The vision and the dream that I've had to partner with my longtime friend, B.B. Bastida, is a street artist, and his vision with my branding really came to life. And what really brought life to that in our imagery was partnering with Trippy Dana, who's a famous photographer out of Southern California. She has a specific way that she does her photos that somehow matches with our brand seamlessly. And it came together better than I could even imagine with my partners on this.
Oh, it's so well done. It's so, like I said before, if you like this, you will love it. If you don't like it, then that's okay. But if you like this, you will love the artwork on this brand because it's so consistent. You know, we can't have an interview without talking about COVID-19 and how is it impacting your business?
So COVID-19 has been really difficult for us. We had to sit down as a group and decide how to move forward launching this brand basically right at the very beginning of COVID-19. And we were lucky enough to partner with Mankind Dispensary in San Diego and create a pop-up store. And our vision on this pop-up store was we're going through COVID-19 and we're also all at home watching a show called Joe Exotic. So we decided to make a pop-up store because you're standing in a 6-foot line, you walk through one lobby, you're only there for about 7 seconds, and then you shop and you're gone. And our train of thought was, how do we bring light to what's going on in those 6 seconds you're in that lobby? So we completely transformed the lobby into a pop-up store. You know, we call it I Survived 2020 with Classics and Mankind. There's a place you can take a picture with a pop-up tiger that looks like Joe Exotic. And it also has, you know, I Survived 2020 with the toilet paper rolls. And there's little kind of things of what we're going through, and we made a lot of swag, t-shirts, coffee mugs, things like that, tote bags. So in a year from now, you can just remember what was going on, and we can be a part of what happened in 2020.
That's awesome. It's not the best time for most businesses to launch, right? But I don't think it's affected you guys. I mean, it's like, from what I understand, things are going very well. As far as expansion goes, moving forward, even though we're in this shadow of the corona, what are your plans?
So the expansion for the brand is to get across California, bring what we believe a beautiful lifestyle brand across, and get out there clothing brands that people want to wear alongside with it. And another expansion is we're really investing in helping other cannabis companies with our white label services to be able to create bubble hash and pre-rolls for them so they can expand their operations into our territories as well. I think bringing Northern California and Southern California together and helping each other out is going to be a part of our expansion. and really focusing on our product, our brand, and supporting this industry with our white label services.
Well, I think developing this product category, whether it's through your brand or white labeling for somebody else, I mean, that just is a no-brainer. That's just a no-brainer. And we have all of Matt's and Classic's information in the show notes and at mjbulls.com. So if you know anybody wants to know more about this, you can just reach out to Matt directly. And like I said, this is a good brand. Everything about it is super tight. And you created a brand new product category.
I would like to say stay tuned to see our live rosin jars that are going to be coming out here in about 4 to 6 weeks, and the new artwork from BB and photography from Chippy Dana. We're really going to try to hit the market and show them something even above and beyond what we're already doing.
Wow. Well, I'll look forward to it. Please send it to me, too, so I can make sure we have it on our website. Matt, thanks for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Larry Mishkin, and I'd like to invite you to join Rob Hunt and me on our weekly podcast, The Deadhead Cannabis Show. Each week, we explore the latest cannabis and jam band news and reminisce with other deadheads and jam band lovers about the great musical acts that we've seen and heard. Check out a new episode every Monday.